Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
So good afternoon, everyone. Straight Talk, as Dave just mentioned, is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, here with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy with us today, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And ordinarily, we would be broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University. But our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo for letting us off the leash today so we can come over here to the beautiful town of Leslie here in York County for the annual Leslie Fire Department annual barbecue, and we'll get into that with Chief White in just a moment. We will remind you our streaming is provided by highspeedweb.net 24/7, 365 days a year. And Chief Tommy White is with us, the Leslie Fire Department. And Chief, it's not Super Bowl weekend without the Leslie Fire Department barbecue.
Well, especially for the first week of February. That's our usual time to have it, and despite the weather, we've had a good turnout. It has been great.
You have got a tremendous turnout here today. They were lined up out the door when I pulled in the parking lot, and I thought, oh, I hope I can find a place to park so I can get set up and get on in time.
Yeah, we've had them. They've been lined up about three times total out to the door right here to where the ladies do the bake sale, and it's been wide open. We had a lot of go orders that were delivered. And but so far it's gone real good despite, like I say, the weather. We knew it was going to rain, but didn't know it was going to snow for a little bit. So
yeah, it was trying its best. Chris Miller and I were talking on the auction this morning that he was looking and saw that it was snowing in Greenville and starting to stick a little. And we thought, well, we'll see what happens because usually it moves this way. And we did see some flakes earlier, so. The day is long. We'll find out. I don't think anything's going to accumulate for anyone to be worried, but certainly now's a good time to come by here to the Leslie Fire Department. The line's only half as long as it was to begin with.
Yeah, we've had a couple of occasions where we had bad weather, but people still came out. But luckily, the temperature's still above freezing somewhat, so we expect a big crowd this afternoon also, but tonight. And right now, we're on a roll. We're kind of probably a little bit ahead of what we had last year.
Chief, how many years have you all been doing this? Ever since I can remember.
This is the 62nd annual.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah, 62nd. And this is my 40th year of working with it.
Now, is this one of your major fundraisers?
This is the only real major fundraiser that we do for us here. It has been an ongoing success for the number of years, and we normally try to, as you can see over here in the corner,
right,
with our UTV that bought, we use that from a lot of our donations that we receive, plus the barbecue, and this is what we're able to buy, so now we've got something that when people come in, they can see where their money goes.
Well, describe this UTV over here that I'm looking at for our listeners here. It looks like a miniature fire truck.
Well, basically it is. As you know, the county purchased that almost 1,900 acres
right
down on the river. And so we talked with them, and we seen that we were going to have a need for it. So the guys decided last year after the barbecue, because we always decide how we want to do our funds. And so we knew the project was going to start on the river.
Right.
And do we know as work progresses and if they get trails open and all, we knew we needed to get something to go down in there. And if somebody trips, breaks a leg, falls, whatever, we have now the capability to go in there, get them loaded up, get them on the backboard, put them in the Stokes basket, load them up, and bring them on out.
It's essentially an all-terrain vehicle, maybe a little larger than a golf cart.
It's got about 115 gallons of water on it. It's got 5 gallons of foam. So if we get down there and they've got a piece of equipment that catches fire, we're able to use it. And so it's kind of an all-around function vehicle for us.
My wife and I, of course, we're residents of Leslie, and we're blessed every year to be able to come to the annual Christmas dinner that you hold, and mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And I'm always intrigued each year when you get up and you speak and you talk about the challenges that the Leslie Fire Department faces each and every year. And you're not alone in that regard. I know the other fire departments face the same challenges, but with the growth of York County and the city of Rock Hill in particular, it is trickling out here to our little neck of the woods with Leslie, and you're having even more challenges now I wanted you to talk about.
Yeah, and, you know, as you ride around, you can see we've got a lot of areas that's growing up. We've got more houses being built in this area, and we're, you know, I think now we're getting a lot of the spillover from the Fort Mill and the Rock Hill area in this direction. So, you know, so right now we are with our paid guys and our paid staff. We have been real busy with the fires and the other calls and things that we have. And probably as we grow and continue on, we're going to have to go before the people in our community and try to get a petition around to get signs or get enough signature if we can have do a referendum to have a vote and try to. I know people don't like to hear tax increases and all, but with the millage that we're operating on, we have got to. We're maxed out now. We can't do any more. So, and by being able to do a millage increase, depending on how many mills that we increase, it may take a homeowner up $8 a year, maybe, if that.
It's well worth it for the service that you're providing, because let's be honest, if there's an emergency, medical or fire or otherwise, you're the first ones to respond. I mean, you're there the quickest.
Yeah, and we've had our share this year. I think we've, through the year of 19 plus this month, I think we've had 6 fatalities in our district, and that's all involving MVAs and things.
Right.
So between that and the amount of EMS assist calls that we're doing to help them with CPR and various things, it's been a challenge. I have paid guys in the daytime along with some volunteers, but our volunteer guys, they take care of everything after, let's say, 4 o'clock. So during the night, they're responding. I've got they give us a good turnout every time. You know, I got a good bunch of guys here.
Well, that you do indeed, no question about that. And I've had the privilege to meet many of the guys and, of course, the gals as well, because it takes a small village to do what you all do.
Yeah, and I think we ended up for the 2019, for last year, we had 601 calls. Now, compared to some departments, that's not as much like the city and them run. But we hold our own.
Well, really, you do. And you don't have to, you know, I mean, considering that the area that you're covering, okay, obviously is not the incorporated city limits, but it's not a small piece of real estate by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, yeah. We go up to the city. We do mutual aid into Lancaster County, Chester County. The other week when the city of Rock Hill had that large apartment fire, we actually, Leslie and I think it was Oakdale, manned 2 of their stations for them for a little while, that's what we do.
Right.
If I call them for the city of Rock Hill, they'll send whatever I ask for. Same thing. If they call us, we'll send them whatever they need.
Well, you guys are all very reciprocal with what you do, because you all know you all walk the walk, so to speak. They know what you're facing and vice versa.
Yeah. Although some of the areas that we did lose through annexation and all was mostly in some commercial property, large warehouse areas and things, but it affected us a little bit as far as our tax increases or taxes that we take in.
Right.
But we're hoping that with the houses and things that's going up and various things, that it's going to offset that and pick things back up.
Well, you mentioned the 1,900 acres that your county bought for the riverfront there, mm-hmm. basically, for lack of a better term, right in the Catawba. That pretty much became under your bailiwick. That kind of got laid on you, didn't it?
Well, yeah. They And, you know, they've got some plans and things for it. But we do, like I say, we when they just first started talking about it, and we knew that if, once they went in and started clearing things and all, that we have people down there. So that was the reason for the UTV to start, get us started and all, because we basically have all of that property now that we'll be managing. Plus, by them doing that, we now have, I think it was almost 14 miles of river that we cover. From we butt up to where the city is, near River Park, and then we go all the way to Highway 5 Bridge.
That's quite a bit of area there.
Yeah, and the kayakers are coming further down
right.
each time. And we last year we had a couple of calls for assistance and all, and it's just going to get more.
Chief, what are some of the biggest challenges that you all face at the Leslie Fire Department that people may not be aware of?
Well, I have six paid guys. I have two full-time, and I utilize four part-time guys. Most days, we try to keep four on hand when we can. Most of the times, we may have two, may have three, but usually it's four. Plus, some of my volunteer guys, if they're off, they're hanging around. But it's just at this point now to where we're growing, and probably our biggest adventure that the next thing that we will probably get into is that, as you can see in the past, we are pretty much growed out of our building.
Yeah.
And and fire stations are expensive.
To say the least, yes.
And we know that in the future, with the growth that we have and all, that we're going to have to go to the voters to try to get some increase in that just to help us offset to be able to build a station. We got great equipment. The county supplies us with some equipment. We have some of our own equipment. So we've done well. And of course, I got three fire stations and got equipment in all three of those. We bought a boat to get on the river with.
Right.
So
you're going to need that.
Yeah, we're going to need it. Yeah, there's going to be people calling, and they're going to be in the water, and we're going to have to go. So, our volunteers, they are staying at as many runs that we're doing, they're staying active. We got a lot of them that are getting some more training on their other days and things. So, but we have, we're about to get to that point to where we have outgrown, and we've got to continue to give the support to the people that they want, and then so we can just proceed on.
You know, people see the television shows about fire life as a fireman and that sort of thing, and it's all somewhat glamorized through the Hollywood lens, as it were. It's anything but that, though. This is serious life and death stuff that you guys do.
It is. A lot of things that you see on the shows and things, and, you know, and I watch a lot of it.
Sure.
And you see things, but some of it, sometimes it gets to the real point, but it's nothing really like going into here, because all of the fires that you see them in, you know, you can see across the room and
sure.
stuff like that. And things that we go in, you can't see.
You
can't see hand in front of your face. And that's what we use on thermal imaging cameras, so it's a big difference. But fortunately, and I haven't had anybody seriously hurt. And don't want anybody hurt.
Right.
So, but we got some good group of guys here, and some of them pay attention, some of them a little hard-headed every once in a while, but you're going to have that.
Yeah, they'll get cured of that in short order just by a good old, as my dad used to say, dose of reality.
But we have, you know, and we lock some of the other departments in the county. I mean, we got growing issues, and we, with a little bit of the interstate that we cover, we're just averaging, when you look at it, probably almost two calls a day easily.
Okay.
And, but, you know, now with the barbecue going on and all in here, That's when you see the guys, they have to go a little extra mile.
Right.
We'll be here all day. Been here all week long cooking, preparing right. everything. But then when you get that call at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, some of them will say, man, I just can't get up out of bed. But a lot, majority of them, we up and out the door.
That's exactly. Now, a few years ago at the Christmas party, you had a chief come up from a neighboring community, Columbia, I think it was, or was on the state level, and he talked about the interest in doing what you all do and the younger generation that's coming along now, and they're just not as aware. Are you finding a problem with recruitment, as it were?
Yeah, the volunteer service throughout the entire state has issues with trying to get good volunteers and keeping them. We get some young guys sometimes that come in and talk about wanting to be a fireman. And then when you say, well, basically to start off with, you're going to have about 150 hours of training.
Right.
More or less just to start. And then people, they say, well, I just want to volunteer. And they say, well, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
You have to be. I have to have you certified just for you to start to be a fireman. And then we have some that they'll get bit by the bug, and they'll hang in there. They make their calls. They turn out to be good. And then we get some that come in and they'll last a little bit and say, "Well, this is not for me."
Yeah.
And then. You know, when some of the people that we have, some of our guys that are exposed to some things and some sites and stuff that we have on wrecks and stuff like that, it kind of sticks with them a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine that there are things in your line of work that you cannot unsee.
Yeah. And unfortunately, too, if we have anything like that, we have people that I can call and they will come in here in the county. And, you know, talk to them.
Okay.
You know, and give them information and let them know that there's people out there that will listen to them and discuss these issues.
Yeah, because they're trained and they know what to look for and they know all the signs and symptoms. We're talking to Chief Tommy White here at the Leslie Fire Department. They're having their 62nd annual Leslie Fire Department barbecue, and if you like good barbecue, I highly recommend it. This is the place to be, the place to go. Even Randy Ligon, our representative, comes by because the word is out.
Leslie.
Yeah, right here in Leslie. That's right. That's right. I voted for you. I put the sign in my yard. I still got the sign. It's in my garage now. I need to get it autographed.
There you go. I'm going to get a good meal, take back a big stack to the office.
Indeed.
And we've got I'm looking out through here, and I've got the county manager, assistant county manager, Andy Merriman's here. I've had Bump Roddy, one of the councilmen. He's been here. We've got
just about anybody that's anybody.
Tom Glenn with the city of Rock Hill.
Right.
He's here. So we've had a good crowd. I've had the Fort Mill chief and assistant chief, they came over and had lunch with us today.
All right. So you're feeding everybody, basically.
A lot of people that's come by today.
There you go. We're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And as always, Straight Talk, ordinarily broadcast every day of the week, Monday through Friday at Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University. Fresh subs and salads made right before your very eyes. Dr. Britt Blackwell just came in, speaking of your county council. And remember, the magic way that they do that, as Manning will tell you, and his cast of thousands over there, is slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. We'll be right back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Good Pharmacy, building trust for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. Enjoy our spacious new modern look and take advantage of Rock Hill's original drive-through with pickup and drop-off service.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend AMP. Dividend AMP is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are on location today. Steven Stone in for Manny Kimmel. Straight Talk on the road at the 62nd Annual Leslie Fire Department Barbecue as folks continue to come by. And I tell you, it's the best barbecue by the pound or a sandwich or a plate or whatever it is. You can stay here, dine in and eat it. And, of course, we're giving all the credit to the barbecue, but we didn't mention briefly the wonderful ladies out front with the bake shop, and I tell you, that's a challenge to get past them just to get in for this.
Yeah, that's always a plus. A lot of people come out, and they'll stop there first, and they'll come through the door. And if not, they'll take the change that they have left, and they'll use it out there. But the ladies have always done real good with the bake sale, and we have a lot of ladies and people in the community that bring stuff to us and as donation-wise and helps them. And I think last year, I think they helped 4 or 5 families during Christmas time. That's what they use their funds for. So, but yeah, they've had a good support this year, it looks like.
And that's something that always, you mentioned Christmas time, and of course we do the Toys for Happiness with United Way, our partners, but also our partners at the Leslie Fire Department. George Schwab gets very involved, as I know you do, and your entire staff and the great work. And again, thank you so much all that you do, because without good folks like you, it wouldn't get done, quite simply. So you're feeling a tremendous need. And of course, as you mentioned earlier in our first part, you guys are growing and you're bursting at the britches, as it were, there at the seams. And we were talking about location, and inevitably, you're going to need another station built.
Yeah, we're going to have to start really looking for us to do anything, because fire trucks get bigger and bigger all the time.
Sure.
And with the amount of equipment that we have and covering the areas that we do, we've just about outgrown this station here. So probably our biggest project that we will take on in the future will be the possibility of looking to gain access to his property and to build a building.
Okay.
I've been to a couple of shows and things, conventions, and talked with some of the people that design and do fire stations and all. So that's a big ticket item.
That has to be a pretty expensive proposition, yes, sir, because you have, again, special circumstances and needs.
Yeah, you have to, when it's set up, building-wise, you have to, of course, worry about all the trucks and stuff, but you have to keep everything so separate with sleeping quarters now and various things. So it would be a several million-dollar project if you had to build a new fire station today to accommodate what we have.
And in order to get that done, you have to go to the taxpayers for that. I mean,
sure, we would, before it to be done, we would have to get to talk with the county and find out what all we have to have. And then we'd go before the voters and send out and get signatures and things. And if we want to understand if we get enough signatures, just like we did when we first started our tax district, we do that, then we can have a vote and take it to the voters. And if they pass it, then we can proceed from there and start doing some long-range planning on it. Because we know we got to also hire, look at trying to get a few more people hired as we go along. But the station would be the big number one key thing.
Yeah, you got to have somewhere to bring them, you know, and to put everything.
Yeah, between having to separate your trucks from all your other extra part of the buildings, nowadays you have to have your turnout gear and stuff in rooms that's isolated.
Right.
And you try to, and what they're trying to do now in fire stations is what they call a clean environment. I'm on my guys now all the time about washing the turnout gear, trying to keep it clean, just because of in the fire service, that the cancer thing is a big issue within the whole fire service. And when you get people to start wearing dirty turnout gear all the time, it can cause issues.
Yeah, as we're learning, I mean, you know, and you hear the ads occasionally, whether it's pesticides or whatever it is, and you're exposed to everything in a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Fire situation, a hazardous situation, you don't know really, as you go running into there, you don't know what the heck it is that you're actually running into.
So, you know, we have, when you were talking, we were talking about some of the fire programs and things, and that was one thing that that was on the program from Chicago Fire.
Right.
They talk about on their last, one of the last couple of programs was cancer-causing agents in the fire service. And it showed some issues where they, during that episode, after the fire was over, the guys were actually washing their skin off with a lot of companies now have these towelettes out and all that a lot of people are using. And while they're there, they're, before they even come back, they're trying to clean their hands, their arms, their faces and things, and get wiped down a good bit just from carrying that stuff back in the truck.
Right.
There, and then you're taking it home with you. That's my biggest thing, is the guys just keeping that gear clean, keep it in the backs of their truck somewhere. Don't take it in the house. We try not to have turnout gear in the meeting rooms and all. And keeping it clean, because, you know, set of turnout gear nowadays for a fireman just for coat and pants is about $2,200 probably.
Wow.
Now. And
wow.
That's just to protect the skin. That's just a coat and a pair of pants.
That's
so, you know, and I preach to them a lot about keeping it clean, taking care of it, and because it's got to last you 10 years. After 10 years, it has to be discarded.
Okay, that's a federal thing, or
yeah, through NFPA.
All right. Well, it looks like your lunch rush is about to pick back up again here.
I think so.
We had a little bit of a lull there, but folks are coming back through. And you guys will be doing this through the afternoon and into the evening tonight, and then tomorrow
be here
until
till
it
8 o'clock.
Sells out. All right, till 8 o'clock tonight, and then, of course, tomorrow till it's gone.
Tomorrow we start at 11 o'clock again, and I hope we sell out tomorrow.
Quickly, right?
Quickly. Quickly.
Well, ask and ye shall receive, I'm sure. Chief Tommy White, Leslie Fire Department, thank you so much for having us, as
thank
always.
You.
I know Manning will be back next year. It's killing him, I know, just to have sat this one out, but I want to thank him again, and I appreciate it.
Good deal, and y'all good supporters of us, too, and we appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, and thank you again. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders, and, of course, by Henderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Conservative, or common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at HendersonGriggs.com. Again, our thanks to our friend Charlie Ruffalo over at Substation 2. We'll be back Monday, where we encourage you today and tomorrow and through the weekend to drop by for fresh subs and salads made right before your very eyes. The way they do it is magical. It's simply slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. For Manning Kimmel, I'm Stephen Stone. Enjoy your Super Bowl weekend. We'll see you next time on Straight Talk.